الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, once again, we remind each other regarding development of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Develop the consciousness of Allah. Remember that we have come from Allah. We will be returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while we are on earth for a short period of time, let's make the most of our time by worshipping Allah in the most beautiful way. Wherever we have erred and faltered, we should seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for indeed He is most forgiving, most merciful. My brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is passing by very quickly. What we need to understand is Ramadan is not only about abstaining from food and water and permissible sexual desires, but rather it is also about being conscious of our actions and our words. Many people don't realize that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, a person who says bad things, bears false witness, does bad actions, actually has wasted the reward of the fast. So we need to realize, in order to fulfill the fast in the most correct way, we need to be able to discipline ourselves such that we say very good words while we're fasting. We also do actions only those that would please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must go out of our way to abstain from anything hurtful, harmful, abusive, and anything that would earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that wasting our time on that which is futile, that which would not bring about rewards, is also something we need to stay away from. Use your day wisely, my brothers and sisters. As we draw to the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we must realize the closer to the end the days are, the more valuable they are in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has kept the second 10 days and nights of Ramadan more valuable than the first. And He has kept the last 10 more valuable than the second 10. That is an amazing divine wisdom where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become even better during this month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, if you think about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, in order that you complete the prescribed time. This prescribed time is so unique that if Ramadan was less than a month, it would feel wrong. And if Ramadan was more than a month, it would also feel wrong. But it's exactly a month in the year. And that is unique because it is just right for us to reset our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ensuring that we have sought the forgiveness of Allah. And one of the biggest achievements of the month of Ramadan is to achieve forgiveness. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with full conviction, belief and faith, expecting a reward, hoping for a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wipes out all the previous sins of that individual. And whoever stands at night in worship, whoever spends the night in worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full conviction and belief, expecting a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah wipes out the previous sins of that individual. So this is the wiping out of sins by the fasting and the worship at night. Imagine if a person were to benefit in that way spiritually, what do you think the other benefits that may be hidden sometimes would be? Many people say, when I fast, I actually feel healthy. Do you know the intermittent fasting outside the month of Ramadan, the Monday and the Thursday fast, there are many experts who don't even belong to Islam who actually say that it is extremely beneficial for your health. Many experts speak about the month of Ramadan, and the non-Muslims from among them also admit the health benefits of fasting. So when we fast, the primary intention will always be to obey the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill the pillar of Islam, to ensure that we have done what we are supposed to be doing for the sake of Allah. On top of that, we will be having so many other benefits that will be thrown in by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness and make it easy for us to fast during this beautiful month of Ramadan in a way that we can achieve the forgiveness and in a way that we can also earn the greater blessings of the fast. Ideally, it is important for us to have the pre-dawn meal. It should be a light meal for barakah and blessings. And at the same time, the minute the time of Fajr enters, the fast begins. When the fast begins, we must make sure that we have fulfilled our daily prayers. What is the point of a person who is fasting, which is the fulfillment of one pillar, and during fulfilling that pillar, or while trying to fulfill that pillar, they are actually destroying another pillar, which is Salah. So this is something we need to consider. For the fasting to be able to get us to where we are supposed to be in terms of reward, we must be fulfilling the other pillars of Islam. So as soon as the fast commences, let's make sure that we fulfill Salatul Fajr. That is the early morning prayer, the pre-sunrise prayer, Fajr. When we fulfill that in the correct way, we will definitely be earning the pleasure of Allah. Once you've done the fulfillment of Salatul Fajr, on your place, if you spare a moment to remember Allah slightly, a little, you will be able to benefit so much, because good deeds are definitely multiplied in the month of Ramadan. So that is how we commence the day. We have had the pre-dawn meal. We then got ready for Salatul Fajr. We fulfilled that prayer, and thereafter, we engaged in a little bit of dhikr known as the remembrance of Allah. One of the most beautiful ways of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to recite the Quran. Let's spend a moment at that time to read, even if it is just a page or a portion of the page. It's a blessed way to start the day. Thereafter, depending on which part of the world you live in, you may want to relax, you may want to go to bed, especially during these days when we have restrictions placed on us. Many are still under lockdown and many are under some form of restriction. You may want to recline and relax for a while before you get up to fulfill the other duties that you have as a human being and also as a Muslim. When we get up in the morning, we must ensure that we are fresh and ready to face the day, bearing in mind that we are fasting. If anyone were to swear us or to abuse us, to say something hurtful, don't swear them back and don't abuse them back. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَإِن سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. If anyone swears or abuses one of you who is fasting, then he should say, I am fasting. You just reply, I am fasting, which means I'm not going to engage in the ignorance that you're engaging in. Be conscious of the fast. Just like we would not allow anything to go into our mouths and we would be conscious of it, be it water, be it anything else, we should also be conscious of what comes out of the mouth. In Ramadan, make sure it is good words. Make sure they are blessed. Make sure it's filled with the remembrance of Allah, the consciousness of Allah. Even the expression on your face, you should become more conscious of. Learn to smile at your loved ones. Learn to smile at those around you and those you interact with. When we are fasting, many people look so miserable and sad, as though they're about to die sometimes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about how the expressions on your face could actually serve as a charity, and you would earn a great reward for these expressions. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Tabassumuka fi wajhi akhika sadaqa." The smile that you have on your face, or towards your brother is actually a charity. If done correctly with the right reasons for the sake of Allah, it is definitely a charity. And so my brothers and sisters, make sure that you have a good expression on your face. Say kind words, good words, empowering words. Don't hurt people's feelings in the month of Ramadan. But the idea is, when we get used to this during the entire month, we should be exiting the month of Ramadan with equal goodness, bearing in mind that we definitely need to continue the goodness for the rest of the months of the year. So as your day progresses, you may feel that you cannot drink water, a slight thirst, maybe a little bit of hunger. You continue for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will grant you ease through the day. Try not to think too much of the food and drink through the time, because what happens is, if you were to think too much of food and drink at a time when you're not allowed to eat or drink, then it becomes more difficult for one to continue with the fast. One of the good things that we are taught is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for the one who has a blessed intention and who is determined. So we're determined. While we are feeling a little sense of hunger, we need to think about those who have no food, no drink, even on ordinary days. And we should be from among those who reach out to them through our charities, which is yet another pillar of Islam. So three pillars in total already being fulfilled. And the first pillar of Islam, being the utterance of the Shahada, should also be fulfilled during Ramadan. If you take a careful look, what has happened during this blessed month, we have said the dhikr of Allah, we've remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even through saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger. We have said that, which is the first pillar of Islam. Then we have fulfilled our prayers, which is the second pillar of Islam. Then we have given charities, which is the third pillar of Islam. And we are fasting, which is the fourth pillar of Islam. How blessed this month is. Have you ever thought of that? Subhanallah. And many of us who may be planning on going for Hajj, we start the planning of the fifth pillar of Islam during Ramadan. It's amazing how Allah works. May Allah make the Hajj this year easy for us, and may He allow us to participate in the Hajj, and may He grant a good opening to the holy sites in Mecca and Medina after this virus that has taken over the globe. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So my brothers and sisters, this is what makes Ramadan so powerful. There is a lot that Ramadan has to offer us. Make the most of it. Then we would fulfill our Salatul Dhuhr, which is the second prayer of the day. Again, once we complete Salatul Dhuhr, we need to know that we must try and stay in our position and fulfill what is known as the Adhkar, the remembrances. If you were to say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar, either 33 times or 34 times. And if we were to say it 33 times, then the 34th would actually be the powerful statement, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, yuhyi wa yumitu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. These powerful words of remembrance of Allah, what are we doing? We're glorifying Allah, declaring the greatness of Allah, praising Allah, and confirming that there is none worthy of worship besides Him, and there is no might, no power except that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were to say these words of remembrance after the Farad prayer, you would actually be achieving a massive reward. So much so that once the poor were complaining that, O Messenger, peace be upon him, the wealthy have gone with great rewards, because obviously they spend money and we don't have the money to spend. The Prophet ﷺ taught them these words to say after the Farad Salah in order for them to achieve an even greater reward and entry into paradise. So remember these words, my brothers, my sisters. Take a moment. It does not take more than a few minutes to earn the pleasure of Allah in a unique way immediately after the Farad Salah. Then, my brothers and sisters, spare a moment to try your best to fulfill the sunnah and the nafil. What is sunnah and nafil? When it comes to prayer, we talk about the obligatory prayer, which means 2 units for Fajr, 4 units for Dhuhr, 4 units for Asr, 3 units for Maghrib, and 4 units for Isha. That is absolutely obligatory, known as Farad. Beyond that, there is that which is not obligatory but recommended or a practice of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, known as Sunnah. If you were to do it, you will earn a great reward. And if you were to miss it, you won't actually be sinful, but you'll be losing out on the great reward. So that is Sunnah. Try and engage in some of these Sunan. They will definitely be very beneficial, and they get you used to fulfilling the acts of worship that are Sunnah, even outside the month of Ramadan. My brothers and sisters, what is amazing is we should also try to fulfill some nafila. Nafila is that which is totally voluntary, completely voluntary. You will be rewarded if you do it, and you won't be sinful at all if you were to miss it out. Subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, if we get used to that in Ramadan, and especially many of us whom at lunchtime, generally, we're not having lunch because we're fasting. At that time, we'd rather pray a little bit, spend some time with the Quran, read a little bit more, expand your knowledge. Perhaps you want to participate in online classes. Perhaps you want to learn some structured learning of a certain course that you might choose. Make sure that you have benefited somehow, because the month goes by. This might be your last Ramadan, or maybe mine. And this might be our last opportunity to do the goodness. So my brothers and sisters, use your time very wisely. Then as the day progresses and you become slightly more hungry, generally tempers begin to flare in many cases. We need to make sure we don't allow that temper to overtake us. It's the time to control your temper. That is an act of worship that is amazing. Allah speaks of those who earn paradise, and He says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those who win the race, those who win the race of entry into paradise, from among their qualities, they are the ones who extinguish their anger and they forgive people. So in the month of Ramadan, it is a month of forgiveness. Forgive others. It is a month of extinguishing your anger. Extinguish it. But it doesn't mean that immediately after Ramadan, you can now get angry and you can now create issues and abuse people. Not at all. We are supposed to be taking along with us outside Ramadan for the next 11 months the goodness that we learned from Ramadan. The discipline that we achieved should definitely follow through for the next 11 months. By the time it begins to wear off, in some cases, we already have another Ramadan. Amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. Very unique. My brothers and sisters, use your day wisely. Remember to make the most of the day. Subhanallah. We will then fulfill Salatul Asr, after which we start preparing for Maghrib. And the different people from different parts of the world will be engaged in different things. Some might be at school, others at work, others perhaps doing some business. Some might be in different situations. No matter what situation you are in, remember, when the time of Maghrib comes, as soon as that adhan goes, as soon as the time of Maghrib enters and the adhan commences, that is when Allah gives you a happy moment. You have something to eat, a little bit to drink, and make sure that you thank Allah. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ. May the thirst go, subhanallah. May the veins be moistened once again, and may the reward be written for us. Amazing. So this is a sunnah, supplication of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, asking Allah to list the reward of that particular fast. Did you protect your fast? That's a question. How would I protect my fast? protected by fulfilling whatever you are supposed to be, by becoming conscious of your character, your conduct, your relationship with Allah, and so on. And then you can say that I fasted not just by staying away from food and drink, but by doing much more than that in the correct way. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and we hear this every Ramadan, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلَ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Whoever does not abstain from saying, uttering that which is false or deceptive or abusive or bearing false witness and doing deeds that are bad during the fast, Allah does not need the fact that they have abstained from food and drink. They have wasted their time in a nutshell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from among those. Thereafter, we have our meal and start preparing for the night prayer. My brothers and sisters, very interestingly, that night prayer, although it is not farad and it is not compulsory, it is highly recommended. And it is a great sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stand up in prayer at night and make sure that you have earned the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Ramadan. Imagine if you were to stand in that type of voluntary prayer so much in the month of Ramadan, then the compulsory prayer becomes so easy after the month of Ramadan. May Allah make it easy for every one of us and grant us goodness. We spend a portion of the night in worship. We spend a portion of the night resting. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us. We get up slightly early. And inshallah, I end by reminding you that when you get up for the pre-dawn meal, that moment is the same moment of tahajjud. Tahajjud means that the prayer that is done pre-fajr. The pre-fajr prayer is known as tahajjud. It is so blessed because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out saying, who is seeking forgiveness that I can forgive them? Who is repenting that I can accept it? And who is asking me anything so that I can give them? So while you're waiting for your cereal or your milk or anything else, your water, your dates perhaps, during that time of the morning, make sure that you seize the opportunity to call out to Allah. Tell Him, I am repenting, accept me. Tell Him, I am asking your forgiveness, forgive me. Tell Him, I have these needs, fulfill them for me. That is a Muslim. Muslim calls out to Allah and is conscious of the fact that at the time of tahajjud, the time of suhoor, the time of that pre-fajr meal, that is the very moment that Allah is calling you towards repentance, towards forgiveness, and is asking you, is there anything you want? Keep asking Allah and have a blessed Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.